Now it can be good to give ourselves a little break to have some fun. And what's more fun than games? Not much, I say. There's board games, card games, group games, solo games. The list goes on. And right now, we want to hear your favorite and what it means to you. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What game do you love to play right now? What game do you have a great memory of playing? Do you have a regular crew you play with? Friends, family, enemies? What's a memory you have playing games recently or from when you were a kid? Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post, as some have, on the Ideas Network Facebook page or email ideas@WPR.org. We asked around here at WPR at PBS Wisconsin, got a bunch of responses. Here's what we heard from WPR's senior regional manager, Lisa Nalbandian.
My husband Mike and I started playing Rummy during the pandemic. I think we started in October of 2020. I remember feeling so excited to be able to go to Walgreens and buy a notebook so we could keep score of our game. And we've been keeping the same score in the same notebook ever since. The other night, our kids saw us play, and they asked when we were going to be done with this never-ending game. And I very casually replied, well, we'll be done when one of us dies.
Now, she mentioned that running tally, in case you were wondering.
Our current score as of today is 38,755 to 37,720, and I'm in the lead.
That is a long-running game of Rummy. Now, how about you? What's your game story? Call in at 800-642-1234 with your favorites. Let's go to a caller now. Marcia is with us in Stevens Point. Marcia, hi.
Hi.
What's your game, Marcia?
My game is a card game called Jump the Deck.
Jump the Deck.
While I was vacationing in Florida about 5 or 6 years ago, I needed something to do, so I invented a card game, and it's apparently very addicting.
Oh, how does it? Okay, so A, I'm glad you said you invented it, because I never heard of it, and it's hard to stump me, I feel like. What? Give us the basics. How does Jump the Deck work?
Well, there are 4 cards laid out on each side of the deck. There are 2 decks. You play in suit on these 4 piles. Everybody plays on them. If you're the one who lays down at least the 4th card, you get to take those cards. That's positive points. And anything you're stuck with in your hand is negative points.
Uh-huh.
And when a friend from India brought all her friends over so that I could teach them all how to play, yeah, and some of them even spoke English, it was a lot of fun. So she explained to one of them, no, you can't move sideways. Your plays must jump over the deck. So after a year of play, it finally got a name.
Jump the Deck. Marcia, thank you so much for sharing that with us. Wow, a game, an actual game designer calling in. That's fantastic. How about you? Do you have a game story you'd like to share? Join in at 800-642-1234. Are you a big fan or are you allergic to games based on unpleasant family dynamics surrounding games? What is your favorite? Do you have a great childhood memory? 800-642-1234 is the number to call. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We heard from Patrick on Facebook who says Patrick's favorite games are Pinochle, Sheep's Head, and chess. Now, I've played some chess. Sheep's Head, I've learned, played it once or twice, not enough to get into it. Pinochle, I feel like, is comparable in complexity. I've been playing that since I was a kid. I still have a weekly standing Pinochle game with my folks. My wife plays sometimes with us, my brother sometimes. Pinochle is a great game, and it can always surprise you. So thanks a lot for sharing that, Patrick. How about you call in with your favorite game of all time, the games you love to play, where you play them? 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We asked around our WPR colleagues. Chris Deering from Business Sponsorship Team put in a vote for Clue. But Chris says, as a kid, I loved Clue. Rediscovered it through my own kids in the last few years. We love it so much, we made our own version. Chris says, instead of the billiards room in the conservatory, we have the kids' bedrooms, a family room in the garage, instead of Professor Plum and Mrs. Scarlet. We have our own family members, including our 2 cats. I think the cats did it. I'm just going to say that. That's my guess right now. The cats did it. I don't know the room. I don't know the weapon. Your turn, 800-642-1234 is the number to call or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Jerry writes on the Facebook page, Bridge. Jerry says it's a very challenging game on a par with chess. Yeah, I feel like the basic rules weren't that hard. The strategy for bidding and the strategy for playing, yeah, that's kind of a lifetime to master sort of scenario. Jerry, thanks for that. Let's go to our callers now, 800-642-1234. Emily is with us in Madison. Hi, Emily.
Hi.
What's your game?
Well, my game is, actually, I found it in a little free library around the corner from my house. It's called Rome, and it is fantastic. It's like a Tetris meets competitive Tetris, and my husband and I have been playing it all through the pandemic. It's awesome for two players or four players.
This is a board game that's like Tetris?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like a board game that you lay out different cards and you can play, and they have like six slots in each of them that you can play sort of your colored token into, and you want to claim the card by putting as many of your colored tokens on that card as possible. And then as you claim cards, you get new arrangements that you can place your tokens in.
Cool. And it's R-O-M-E, like the city, not R-O-A-M?
It's R-O-A-M.
Oh.
Like you are roaming. But it has a whole story behind it where people, you're picking up these cards and they have characters on the back of them because they've been lost. And it'll give you a little, like, this person was doing this as they were lost and forgot who they were or what they were doing.
Interesting. Emily, thank you so much for sharing that with us. R-O-A-M, I guessed wrong on that one. Thanks for calling in at 800-642-1234. Luke is with us now in Oshkosh. Hi, Luke.
Hi.
What's your game?
It's the game of Go. It's a game that, well, quite a bit more complex than chess, actually. It's about surrounding more territory than your opponent. A lot of fun.
How long have you been playing Go, Luke?
Since 2016. There was some big news that came out about a computer that could finally play at the pro level, and that's how I heard about it.
Yeah, it was harder for them to do a computer for Go. This is this like big abstract game. Harder to do Go for computers than chess, right? That was why it was a big deal.
Yeah, it was a really big deal because the game, it's like you have to almost have a human's intuition to be able to deduct and make choices. You have to have a really interesting way of thinking about it.
I got to say, Luke, I have a Go set. I know how to play it. I've learned it. I'm terrible at it. I'm really bad at Go. Have you gotten good?
Yeah, I recommend for anyone to check out twitch.tv/Dwyeron. He's a Go player that is like a very high level, and I learned from him. He's just fun to watch. And I even started a Go club in Oshkosh, and I go to the one in Madison sometimes too. So there's like options in the area.
Awesome. Luke, thanks a lot for sharing. Go is a great game. Yeah, I recommend it highly. Good for the brain, it seems like. We are taking your calls and comments about games you love to play, past or present, who you play them with, games as a social activity. You can join in right now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Again, we asked around WPR and PBS Wisconsin. I want to give a listen to another story. This is from WPR's Second Century News fellow, Christine Hatfield, with a love of games.
You know, I actually co-founded and ran a board game club in my undergrad years because that's how highly I thought of board games, and I still think of them pretty highly now, even if a lot of them have been collecting dust for the last 2 years and a bit. I mean, I just love board games because of how they bring people together. I mean, I just love how you can get an insight into how somebody thinks by playing a game.
Very true. Thanks a lot for that, Christine. We are talking about the games we love to play, what they mean to us. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have a favorite board game, card game, or do you like to play lots of different ones? Do you have a less well-known one that you love? You want to spread the word about it? Do you have a favorite memory of time spent with friends or family? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll continue the conversation, maybe hear from you, coming up here on Central Time. It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our talk about your favorite games and why you love them. Still time for your call at 800-642-1234. Was there a game you loved as a kid? Are you keeping the Midwestern Euchre or Pinochle traditions alive? Or You name it. What is the game you love to play? Or do you have and play lots of them, like me? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Let's go back to your calls now. George is with us in Wanakee. George, hi.
Hi there.
What's your game?
As a kid, I used to hate the game of Scrabble because the players, we spent so much time arranging the letters as they were flying off of the board. And so as an old man now, I went out and invested in a deluxe version of this thing with a really nice Lazy Susan and a raised edged board. So when you put a tile down, it stays in place. And the other really big side benefit of this is for a 75-year-old man, it's really a wonderful way of trying aspects of my memory. So I really enjoy it these days.
Fantastic. What is it that led you to go out and get the deluxe version if you had those bad memories as a kid?
Well, I saw an ad for a vintage model that was literally made out of wood, and it was deeply discounted because it was quite expensive. And I thought, hey, you know, I got a raise in my Social Security check. I can afford this. And I went out and got it.
All right. George, happy scrabbling. Thanks for sharing that with us at 800-642-1234. Trudy joins us now in Shell Lake. Trudy, hi.
Hi. My kids and I have learned to play the game of Sequence, which is a board game with chips with a lot of strategy involved. So that's a good brain teaser for us. And while we were on vacation in South Dakota one year, I found a game at the resort called Deer in the Headlights, cards and dice. And man, oh man, when we're in deer country up here in northern Wisconsin, it's a game that's spot on for us.
Exactly, Trudy. And any of that is going to be more fun than playing Candyland with the kids, I imagine, right?
Yeah, way more fun.
Thank you so much, Trudy. Great. Deer in the Headlights. I hadn't heard of that one. We are taking your calls with your favorite games at 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Lois on Facebook writes, cribbage is the game of choice. My mom and I played every time I visited her. She was in her 90s and much better than I was, and wraps up with 15-2, 15-4, part of the scoring in cribbage. I've played cribbage some lately. We pull it out, play it with my mother-in-law. It's an excellent game. Back to your calls at 800-642-1234. Leanne is with us in Madison. Leanne, what's your game?
Well, we've been playing Rummy Cube, but lately we've gotten into train dominoes, which is really a hoot.
Yeah, train. I've played a few different kinds of dominoes, like chicken foot is one. What is train again? How does that work?
So train, you have to have your train is either open or it's closed. So you have to... You can't play on anybody else's train unless their train is open. So it really makes it, there's a lot of strategy involved. And it's really, we've been having a lot of fun doing it, whether it's just two of us or four of us playing.
And is it one where you end up with like, oh, I can't play, so I got to draw, and you end up with like 20 dominoes in front of you?
Yep. You can be down to one, and next thing you know, you've got, 20 in front of you. Exactly.
That's life for you. Leanne, thanks a lot for sharing that. Dominoes, a lot of good games coming up here. We are taking your favorite games, your gaming memories. Do you need a recommendation? I might have one. 800-642-1234 is the number to call. That's 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Jenny joins us now in Madison. Jenny, what do you have for us?
Hi, I have Farkle and Balderdash.
Now, Balderdash I've played. I've seen Farkle. What is it?
Farkle's a dice game which involves luck, strategy and risk, and it's really fast and fun.
So you have to kind of push your luck? Is that the risk element? Like, I could keep my points or I could keep going?
Exactly. Okay. Yes. So you're six dice, and then you can continue or keep your points.
Oh, yeah. They didn't call it that, but I played a version of that. That's pretty cool. And Balderdash, is that the one where you make up dictionary definitions?
Yeah, Fictionary. You can do it. You can buy the game, or you can do Fictionary just with a dictionary. Yeah. So you get points for knowing the correct definition of obscure words, or you get points by tricking others by having a compelling definition.
And do you play this with friends, family, a little of both?
Yes.
Excellent. Jenny, thank you so much for calling in at 800-642-1234. We heard from Aaron Cook in our HR department at Wisconsin Public Media. Aaron says, My family plays gin rummy, but we don't joke around. Aaron says there was one memorable occasion where my cousins and I surreptitiously served my uncle a few beverages, then cajoled him into a tournament. He ended up paying out roughly $200. Now he won't play gin with us anymore. Wow. Okay, that's something. Thanks, Aaron. Now, how about you? 800-642-1234. Gloria is with us now in Madison. Gloria, hi.
Hi. I just had to call in because Thanksgiving is our big family get-together, and we usually have about 20 people, and we always play charades. Even the five-year-olds play charades, and it's for fun, and we laugh about it, and we remember from year to year the funny things that have happened, and once in a while we even take a picture. So not competitive. I mean, we keep score, but it doesn't matter.
Sure. Now, are there people who are legendary either for their charades genius or their charades confusingness?
Well, I have one grandson that had the bee movie, and he went around trying to be a bumblebee, and it was very funny. And every year somebody puts in the, you know, the selections, the bee movie.
Excellent, Gloria. Thanks. That sounds like a lot of fun. That's a good Thanksgiving tradition, too. You know, not too much thinking when you're weighted down with all the Thanksgiving food. Still time for your favorite games at 800-642-1234. We've got a call out from Digital Dave in Superior. Hi, Dave.
Hey, good afternoon.
You've got a game for us, I think.
Yeah, we're playing Pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
We started playing in 2019, in the fall of 2019, and lo and behold.
Yeah.
So
now, I played Pandemic.
That's to get rid of it.
Yeah, yeah. That's when you work together. You're all on the same team trying to stop all the diseases going around.
It is. And we've got a bunch of kids, and like 10 and then 9 grandkids, and so it's a big thing for us. But right now they're all kind of grown, so it's just you know, the wifey wife and me.
Do you have the most part?
So some of these games are really good. There's a really great website. I don't want to drop a website. It's not my website. It's a big site that I think maybe a lot of people would like because it's all board games.
And that's boardgamegeek.com, I'm guessing.
Yeah,
I'll mention it. I've spent many an hour, and unfortunately I've spent many a dollar based on my time spent there, Dave. Some caution, because you can find lots of games you want to get.
There's a lot of games out there, and they just keep coming out. You know, we've got some old ones, too. We've got an old Cab Calloway game that's a collectible, but, you know, it's not worth that much. But the point is that they've changed throughout the years.
Yeah.
Now, you know, games are imitating life, which are imitating games, you know, instead of art.
Dave, thanks a lot for sharing that with us at 800-642-1234. Central Time producer Emily Burdett says she loves Dominion, a multiplayer deck-building game, played a lot with her college roommates right after college classes went fully remote during the pandemic. Playing online, Emily says playing board games together was the peace of mind I needed back then when there was so much uncertainty, not to mention it's tons of fun. Yeah, there's the Dominion I've played a lot of. And yeah, I switched to playing a lot of games online during the pandemic. Let's go back to your calls now with Wendy in Irma. Wendy, hi.
Hi.
What are you playing, Wendy?
Risk. Love the game. Played it in the military. I learned how to play it with a bunch of Marines in the military. And I still love that game to this day.
And what's your strategy?
Nothing. I just try to take over the southern part of the world and just sit down there by myself.
All right. And do you win pretty often at Risk?
It depends on who I'm playing with.
True.
But,
and you got
you
gotta the
have
dice,
a lot
too.
Of time on your hands. You got to have a lot of time on your hands.
Definitely. Wendy, thank you so much. Risk, that's a classic. Let's get to some more callers here. Nancy is with us in Wanakee. Hi, Nancy.
Hi. I just have a tip. I'm playing. I've played games, board games and card games, and a lot of the ones you've mentioned I've played and others that I like. But when we were young, we chummed with a series of about 6 different couples, and ages went from about 4 years up to 42 and higher. And everybody wanted to be played. Somebody bring a game, whether it was Trivia Pursuit, which is what it was back then, but we've done it with other games, cribbage or the train dominoes and that sort of thing. If you play teams, you get to include everybody. And with Trivia Pursuit, we'd have the little kids and the teenagers and the adults, and it was amazing how the adults wouldn't know something and the 8-year-old would, who had just studied it in school, I got the answer, and everybody felt great. I've played it where people don't like to play games like Scrabble because they can't spell.
Mm-hmm.
But if you play teams, the ones that they can come up with an idea.
I love
and
it.
Someone else can spell it, and so everybody feels included. And it has always worked, no matter when you have a large group of people.
Nancy, I love it. I remember playing Trivial Pursuit in a big extended family, like 5 or 6 on a side, and Great Uncle George, of course, would always insist on being the question reader. He didn't want to be on either team. One more caller. I think Ethan is with us in Madison. Ethan, hi.
Yeah, hey. No, one of the games we got really into during the pandemic, it's actually a board game. It's called Betrayal at House on the Hill. I don't know if you've heard of that.
Yeah, it's like a horror board game, and one of you turns into the bad guy partway through. Is that the one?
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, it's pretty wild. It's kind of got everything. It's like RPG, and it's got like a storyline. And yeah, halfway through the game, like you mentioned, somebody, you start out as a team, and then someone turns into this traitor halfway through. And there's all these different scenarios that the game provides you. I think like 100 or something.
Awesome. That's a fun one. Ethan, thanks for that. Okay, one more caller. Jude is with us in Long Lake. Hi, Jude.
Hi, how are you?
Well, good. What's your game, just real quick?
Pictionary, one of my favorites, because all the little kids can join in. It's a drawing thing, but you can do it with stick figures, so you don't have to be an artist.
Jude, thanks a lot. I am not an artist. And I am bad at Pictionary, but it's still a lot of fun. Thanks to everybody who called in to share your favorite games. There's still time, though, to get your vote in. If you haven't yet, you can head over to the Ideas Network Facebook page, or you can email ideas@wpr.org. Share your game story. I might be able to share it through the rest of this week.